Psalm 66. Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of His name. Make His praise glorious. I always heard about preachers having certain hobbies. For some preacher, he might have studied a particular topic. Maybe it's baptism, or maybe it's premillennialism, or some other topic. And it seems like that was kind of his hobby, the thing he couldn't get off of. Maybe you've seen preachers like that, that seems like no matter what they preach on, they seem to kind of circle back to the same thing over and over again. You probably know better than I do what my hobbies are. Since you listen to me every week, I probably would say grace is one of those. The Holy Spirit's probably one of those. But I'll tell you, I think from the day that I first really knew what worship was, it has been that thing that got a hold of me and will not let go. One of our first dates that Michelle and I went on, I had already been preaching for 10 years whenever we first met and went on this date. And we went to Jay Alexander's, it's a steakhouse in the Franklin area, and we're sitting there in the foyer waiting on the server to call us to our table. And I can remember us sitting there for probably 30 minutes waiting on the table and me doing nothing but a monologue, a rant, if you will, to Michelle about how aggravated I was about how we settle for less than glorious worship in the church. And it has always broken my heart when we do. Because God deserves glorious praise. He deserves it. It has always bothered me that in the church we see the value, and I think this is a good thing, we see the value of the preaching of the word. So much so that we send our boys to preaching school or to college to get 4 years, sometimes as much as 6 years, sometimes even 8 years of advanced theological training. Because we realize how important it is that God's truth be communicated accurately and effectively. And so we hire people in our churches that stand before us every week to bring the best lessons from God's Word that they can possibly bring with all of that training and experience. But for far too long in the church, we've not placed that same level of emphasis on making our praise glorious. And it is my sincere hope and prayer that that's changing. That with what we're doing here, with the tremendous expertise that Herb and Andrew bring, with the help of the a cappella company and the Praise and Harmony workshop CDs and the training that's upcoming in April, that this will not be a one-and-done kind of thing for us as a church. But instead that we'll start a new trend of saying that our worship to God is of such premier importance that we will consistently do everything within our power to equip ourselves to bring the most glorious praise to God that we can on a weekly basis. Because number one, God deserves it. He is worthy of it. Now, like Herb pointed out tonight, which I think I'm so happy that he pointed it out. What God cares about is the melody that we make in our heart. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm back there with you. I'm trying to sing tenor, and I'm 10 or 12 miles off most of the time. That's the tenor that I'm singing. Tom jokes and says, where's the also section? He's back there in the back. You know, I don't know about all alto, tenor, bass, or soprano, but he sings, and he sings also. He sings with us. My dad was that way. He couldn't carry a tune in a bucket, but he sang every Sunday with melody in his heart. And I must admit to you, it's a little hard for me because you guys know I sing loud. I can't help it because even when we're learning these songs, I have to try to pull myself back so I'm not messing everybody up as we're trying to learn the songs, because all I want to do is just belt it out to the top, even if I just know it a little bit, because I want to make that praise to God all that I can give Him, make that praise glorious. But not only that, when we come together and we put a priority on this, and I just got to brag on you because many of you have been coming and we've been having a great turnout for these training sessions. And that says so much for you and your level of commitment, because not only do I think you want glorious praise yourself to God, but you realize the value of whenever we do praise and we do it well, how much it encourages you. You see, our worship is not just for God. God told us to worship so that we teach and admonish and encourage each other too. And then thirdly, the reason our praise should be glorious is not only because God deserves it, and because we're edified and built up and inspired by it, and causes us to be more faithful and want to live for God better, but there is something contagious about glorious praise. There's something evangelistic about it. Because if we keep dedicating ourselves to this kind of level of practice on a consistent basis, and we start putting this kind of emphasis on glorious praise to God weekly, there is something the word's going to get out in this community. Because guess what? We're one of the only gigs in town that has a cappella praise to God. We have something unique, something that that people don't experience everywhere else, and when it is done well, there is something really, really powerful about it, and it will draw people. It really will. I hope that for you, worship becomes one of those issues that grabs a hold of you and will not let go. And that for you personally, you will not settle for anything less than glorious praise. Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of His name. Make His praise glorious. The sweetest song that has ever been sung is the song about the story of the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. It is a melody that it began even before the angels sang for joy at the foundation being laid of the world. It was the song of a Savior. And that song and that melody echoed down through time until finally that song burst forth in a chorus on Bethlehem's plain, when angels in their glorious splendor sang in praise to the arrival of the Messiah. And today that song is being whispered in your heart. If you're not a Christian, that song is being sung because you're looking for something. And that song is the song of the Messiah that is a melody in your heart that is just waiting to be unleashed. And the Savior wants to do that for you. If you're not a Christian tonight, we would encourage you to make your commitment to follow Jesus. Won't you come in repentance and baptism even tonight? If you need a song of encouragement, you're at the right place. We'd like to do that for you tonight as we sing together.